Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by Liberty Bank. Mr. Schefter, welcome. How you doing, sir?
Christian and Andy, how are we doing today?
We're doing great. Now, you're all over the news, Adam, as a replacement, potential replacement for Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, when we talked to you the last couple of weeks, you talked about Woj and about how, you know, him moving on was this big decision for him. What, are you bored or something? You know, you're breaking all the footballs good. Now you're going to dip your hat into the basketball world as well. What's can you give us a scoop here maybe today?
Well, first of all, I love what I do. I'm honored to have the job I have. I've covered the NFL now for 35 years. It's been fantastic, and I've loved it. I also love the NBA, and I love news, and I love big stories. And it's probably not practical to make it happen right now. If Woj had waited till the end of our contracts, I would have been interested in talking about that. If ESPN wanted to talk about me chipping in on NBA news and coverage, yeah, I'd have some interest. I don't think that it's overly practical right now. Did have one discussion with somebody. Don't think it'll develop into anything. But again, I love news. I love stories. I love the NBA. So I'm always open to anything. But I'm very happy with my job. And I have had the great honor of covering the NFL for 35 years and look forward to doing it for a long time still.
Well, as you said, you have 35 years doing it and you've cultivated all these rock solid relationships throughout the league. Wouldn't that be sort of a daunting task to kind of start anew in the NBA?
Actually, not really. You know, I've done some moonlighting of NBA games before, and I enjoyed stepping in and getting to know some people in the NBA world. And if it were to happen, and again, we're not tracking that way, but if it were to happen, there would be introductions that would be made. I think that there's a certain understanding of how news works and when stories are ready to go, and there would be an absolute learning curve to going from the NFL to the NBA, and it would not be a simple thing to do. But news is news, and stories are stories, and I've always felt like you could take reporters in one area if they work hard enough and have them transition and do other things. You know, Will McDonough used to cover a lot of different sports. It's not like, you know, it's never been done before. And Will was a legend. He did it. Chris Mortensen covered baseball and football. I think if you care, you're conscientious, I think it can be done. And again, it would be a huge challenge, an enormous undertaking, but the idea of it is certainly intriguing.
So let's stick to your area of expertise for now.
For now.
Davante Adams, sounds like he is on the trading block. When do you think that could come down, and are the Jets the front runner that everybody seems to perceive them to be?
They are the team that makes the most sense. They have the quarterback he knows. The quarterback would want it to happen. They have the cap space. And so, to me, that's the most logical one. Now, it doesn't mean it will happen that way at all, because I think Davante Adams also has an interest in the Saints and reuniting with his former Raiders and college teammate Derek Carr. I think there are other teams like the Steelers that have checked in. And who knows how this is going to work out in the end. The one thing I feel pretty confident in is that they're going to be in a position where they're going to have to trade him, because it feels like it's just kind of gone down that direction. And so now the question is, where is he sent? When is he sent? We know the NFL trade deadline is Tuesday, November 5th, which just happens to be the same day as the presidential election. So that'll be a nice quiet day in our country. And again, I would expect that at some point by then, Davante Adams will be moved. Could it be next week? Sure. Could it be next month? Sure. But I think more and more it's tracking towards him being traded.
Any chance the Patriots would have interest or would be even an option for him?
Don't see it. And I don't see it for a couple of reasons. Number one, he is in the last year, or after this year, there's no more guaranteed money in his contract. So to get the Raiders to trade him, they're going to have to get sufficient compensation. And Davante has a number next year, a salary that's like $35.6 million, non-guaranteed. So if you're trading for him, you'd like to have him beyond this year, but you're going to need him to restructure the contract. He's not going to restructure the contract in a place that and he's not looking to be. He wants to try to win a Super Bowl right now. He's in the latter stage of his career. That's what he would like to do. And while I believe that New England has built a lot of talent, I don't know that they're on that trajectory. And so it doesn't make sense. So I don't see it as being a viable option right now.
The Raiders, just to stick with that for a second here, when they brought in Antonio Pierce, it seemed like, first of all, everybody hated Josh McDaniels over there. So when they brought him in, it seemed like a big culture shift in Vegas. They won 5 games at the end of the season. It seemed like everybody liked him. What happened to sort of expedite this breakdown between Pierce and some of his best players this year?
Well, we don't know if there's been a breakdown between Pierce and some of his players. We just know that Davante Adams wants out. Now, we don't know whether that's related to Antonio Pierce or whether that's related to him wanting more money guaranteed the next couple of years, or him not seeing the progress in the Raiders, or the quarterback not being what he thought, or him wanting to play with Aaron. Like, there are a whole host of reasons. I still believe that Antonio Pierce has got the support on that team. That's what I believe. But Davante Adams obviously would like to be traded at this point in time.
Adam, there's been reports, including from you, that Drake May isn't necessarily close or ready to go. He's not going to start this week, a week some had circled as a potential first career start. What do you think the story is there, the plan we keep hearing about? What's your sort of take on Drake May, and will he even start a game this year?
Well, again, I think we'll go by what Gerard Mayo said this week, which is that he's 100% behind Jacoby Brissett. And we do know that the team has not been in any rush to get to Drake May. And they would like to make sure that he has the time he needs to continue to learn and grow and be in a spot that he's not being pressured. There are so many young quarterbacks rushed into service before they're ready. And it doesn't really serve them well in the long term. And I think the Patriots are taking the big long-term view here, which is the right thing to do. And I think you kind of feel when it's time. Again, I always felt like coming to the season, and we'll see how it plays out, that we might see Drake May get a little bit of experience at the end of the year. You know, the last 2-3 games. Maybe they decide they want to do it sooner. Maybe there's a reason they feel like he's growing enough in practice and absorbing enough that they can do it. But I always felt like that was the logical course of action. If we go back to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes started and played the very last regular season game during his rookie year in Denver. That was the only game he played his rookie year. And the next year, they cleared the decks, and he was the starting guy. Now, again, if they want to take that page from the Chiefs playbook and apply it to May, I think some people would think that that might be a wise idea. But they don't seem in any great rush to get to Drake May right now, which is completely understandable.
Yeah, they certainly don't. And with the David Andrews injury, Adam, it seems like that may have even pushed it further off if it was going to be at all. Looking at the state of the offensive line, and really in the NFL right now, it seems like there's a real offensive line crisis on a lot of these teams. Do you see the league sort of moving back in that direction? Like, do you think that's going to start becoming like a trendier early round draft pick, these offensive linemen, with the way the league is right now?
Well, I think that they've always been valued and coveted, and I think teams always know that if you can shore up those spots, that's some of the most important things that you can do for your football team. I don't think that's anything new. I think that's always been the case, as long as I can remember following football. You know, the sexy picks are the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, and those are the picks that generate buzz. It's not real sexy to go out and draft Joe Walt. But those are the picks that make franchises in the long run. And I would imagine you're going to see, you know, New England, you know, acting in an appropriate way in the future. And I think teams have looked to do that all along. I don't think that's anything new.
Adam, you're probably not surprised, but around here, a lot of people are paying attention to Bill Belichick's media career and all the podcasts and TV shows and Manning cast. I'm wondering from afar, after about a month, what you think of the job Bill's doing. I know he had an aggressive comment on the McAfee show about questioning the plan and Gerard Mayo. Just your thoughts on Bill Belichick's first month in the media.
He's taken to it quite well. I always was offended. I remember, you know, kidding. I think he won an Emmy for his role in, what was it, the 100 Greatest Players,
yep,
whatever they did.
Yeah,
they yes. That big spin. Yeah, so he won an Emmy, so he won an Emmy before I was ever even nominated for an Emmy. Like, I've long time, and I've never, ever been nominated for an Emmy. He's won an Emmy. So he's got Super Bowl wins. He's got an Emmy. And with the work he's doing, he's probably going to win more Emmys this year. And he's going to completely leave me in the dust, which is going to further humiliate me and force me to leave the sport of covering football to have to go cover basketball. There I can win an Emmy.
I was going to say, that's all going to change once you take over that NBA beat. The way things are going, we'll probably see you calling states during the election too, Adam. Anyway, thanks so much for the time today. Always great to talk with you.